Any injury updates?
On?
Hosley?
No, they were all over HSS this morning, and, got a hamster. Can I tell you?
How about Corey's hand?
He can play with it. He can play with it.
As a cornerback, how much does that affect your ability to bat balls?
He's got great hands. He really does. He can probably catch as well as some guys with two, with one. He's talented, very talented that way. So I think naturally it's going to be cumbersome to him a little bit. You saw how he was really forced to tackle last night. I don't know if he's going to be able to wrap, but he still gets him down. And, his presence out there is very important to us. So I'm thinking he'll be okay.
Did you relook at the play that he got injured on? Was it the one I saw it on TV? I was watching that he got really wrapped up with Smith.
I don't know which one it was. I never really got that information. All I know is when they said he's going in for an X-ray, and then he came right back out. They came back out and said, "Yeah, we're casting it."
Tom, after the way you guys, I know it wasn't perfect. It never is for you, but yesterday, pretty much everything across the board went pretty close to plan. After the start you had. With Dallas and then the early part of the Tampa game. Can you talk about kind of the state?
Well, to me, I told the team this morning this. I think that we, as you play the games, you get better. And I've always thought that. And I feel that way about this team as well. It may not be the way you want it to be, but it's kind of, moved in that direction. I thought the focus was outstanding last week. I thought the guys, we were teaching Thursday morning. We weren't through with our complete week in terms of our preparation. We were teaching on Thursday morning. We had meetings Thursday morning. We had meetings, of course, Wednesday night, the normal meetings. But I thought the guys handled all that stuff very, very well. And then their focus was outstanding. And I think, the way in which, again, the pieces all fit together was really sharp, because offensively we knew we had to keep their offense off the field. And we demonstrated in the first half, 19 minutes and 25 seconds time of possession, was extremely, beneficial to the outcome of the game, obviously. So, you're right. It wasn't, you're never as good as you think you are, nor as bad. And so we looked at the tape, and we did, I think, a good job of explaining everything to the players. And, we assess things on a winning percentage, and we go play by play. And, we've got a ways to go. We've got a ways to go.
Tom, when you have as many guys step up as you did, how much does that strengthen that concept and that feeling of team?
Well, that's what it's all about. We were able to turn to some guys who were very anxious for their opportunities, and had put themselves in position where they had prepared well. And you never know when it's going to come. And it did come for a couple of guys last night, and they responded very, very well. And it does reinforce that team concept, and it does allow that. It's a great example for everyone that's, sitting in that room, that preparation and opportunity meet, and you're going to get a chance at some point to prove what you can do. And I thought it was an outstanding example for everybody.
I was curious about, you look at this organization, you go back years and years for the first rounders, and I think up until last year with Prince and some of the injuries and stuff like that, and maybe to some extent this year with David because of the fumble, all those guys have been really, really heavy contributors. And I was just wondering, what does Andre's night last night mean for David going forward, and how much pressure is there on those first rounders to really succeed when they get the chance right away in this organization?
Well, it's, the pressure, it better be there, and it is there. A guy that's taken in the first round, much is expected, and naturally that's the way it is. But David's going to have many opportunities. David's not, there's no assessment of what Andre's doing versus what David's doing. David's contribution is going to be such. There's a little bit more to go in terms of his learning curve. And so as he continues to do that and develop, he's gonna have to take his place here. And it's in our history here, it's been not one, but you're always in need of at least two. And one year when we had a lot of success, we had three.
Tom, they've always preached next guy up. I mean, when a guy like Andre has 133 and Ramsey has 9 catches, are you even surprised a little when they, you know, they do step up, but it's really a good, great performance?
Am I surprised a little bit? I'm not surprised by the quality of their contribution, the numbers maybe. You know, I even think that we left a couple plays on the field that we could have had too, that that each one of those guys could have contributed to and added more. So, but as far as them preparing themselves, not being big-eyed, wanting the opportunity, going out and doing it for our team, yeah, that was very very gratifying.
You've coached a lot of receivers, obviously, in your career. You know, are there some guys that maybe it does take into their fourth year to kind of develop into spot?
Well, the curve is different for everybody. You know, it's it does in some cases take time. Other situations, you know, people come in, they grasp it faster, and they go with it. So, yeah, it's different by individual.
Tom, with Hakeem, was it just a matter of not wanting to play him in 2 games in 5 days?
No, it was a little close. It was too. He needed to have the extra time.
When you after the Dallas game, obviously, you talked about a lot of sleepless nights, and it was a long wait, you know, to come off the loss. What's contrast now? You have another long wait, but coming off a game like you had yesterday.
Well, it's you know, it's a little easier to regroup, and but what we have coming, we're excited about that. We're excited about, you know, having a little bit of time here for the guys to rest. It's been a very unusual, let's put it that way, you know, stretch here from game one on. Certainly something that, as I mentioned last night, I thought we did a good job last week of talking about, you know, it was a great opportunity for us. You know, and that it was a positive thing, and our guys accepted it that way. And the benefit of that being we win and we get a couple of days off. But come Monday, they'll be excited to get going again. And we're all looking forward to watching.
I know you said after the game, I think last night, about Eli saying a couple things to his teammates before the game. How much, you know, we asked you about Ramses or other people. I mean, it's Eli getting on the ball. I mean, can you describe just how he makes it possible for other people to kind of step in like that?
Well, you know, it's a continuous working operation on the field. I mean, we were 4 receivers. Even though last week was much different, we didn't have a lot of full speed work. But the numbers were such that the attention was going to go to a very few number of guys. And so he, you know, he's very positive with them and very much encouraging. And as he said, I think he said Thursday morning to the group, once we finish our work, they all come together. And he said that there are many big play people in this room and the opportunities will come.
I guess I just feel like if you stepped in to play receiver right now, would you catch a few touchdowns from Eli?
Probably.
Find you, right?
Although they'd have to slow the game down a lot.
Do you have any reason to believe Ahmad will not be available?
I have no idea there. He does have to, you know, he's going to have to pass the doctors like the rest of them. But I'm thinking he will. He's a tough guy.
How did Prince look last night?
You know what? He did okay. He did well for what he hadn't played in a while, and the play he made over the middle was a good play. That was a good football play, and I think that's going to encourage him.
Some of the guys are saying that he showed some fire with that penalty. Obviously, you don't want to see a penalty.
Yeah, I would have preferred the fire to be shown in other ways, but
it wasn't much of a penalty either, was it?
Hey. Let's not start down that road again.
Go if you want.
You can. You can. You can do all you want.
Tom, you remember a player getting injured putting up your hat?
No, but I kind of looked at Ray Anderson, and I said, you know, we're so concerned about player safety. Can't we do something about this? I mean, can't we get people away from the sideline enough that a guy going as fast as he was going and flying through the air doesn't, you know, put his knee into a camera? And I think that's something we can do something about. You know, we ought to be able to clear the playing field so that a guy can play. You know, that's where, thank goodness he's not, you know, really, I don't think he's going to miss anything or any time. He's not like that anyway. He'll play with whatever, but it didn't have to happen.
You know firsthand how quickly those plays can come up on you on the sideline, too, right?
No question. That's why you got to get back.
You said you brought it up. What was the response when you brought
it up? No, it was just in passing. I mean, Ray was going one way, and I was going the other way, and I was upset because I just left the player on the ground. My player's laying there, and I don't think he's coming back in this game, you know, so.
Should Akeem be good to go for?
We'll see.